knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then Dean's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard boys.
He's Dean.
He is Dean. No one can dispute the fact that he's Dean. Hi, Dean. How
Not
are
just
things?
Dean, but Dean, Dean,
Dean, Dean, Dean. Dean.
Oh, Dean. Dean. Oh, Dean.
Dean, Dean. Oh.
It's a catchy tune.
It is.
Once it's in your head, you can't get rid of it.
Correct.
Dean, before we go to this week's movies, a couple of stories from the world of show business. Number one, we were all hoping here in Chicago that the Lucas Museum would come off without any kind of a hitch, but that doesn't seem to be the case. Now we might lose it.
You keep telling me, Bill, that it's happening.
Everything looked like we were all go, but now this week things have changed.
There are definitely some hitches because there are some lawsuits. Friends of the Park have filed a lawsuit trying to stop the whole thing, saying that you can't build on the lakefront.
I thought that was disputed, though, and I thought, you know...
Resolved?
Friends, yeah.
It seemed to have been,
yeah,
but no.
I think there's still a pending case, as I understand it. So a judge has said that, you know, they can go ahead and start building, but depending on how all of this is resolved, it's possible that everything may need to be torn down. So, you know, it's just kind of up in the air right now.
Do you know how much money this city is going to lose? I know I'm married to the biggest Star Wars fan in the world, but... It's going to bring so many people, so much money.
Yeah.
It's worldwide. It's loyal. Star Wars fans want to come here. I don't want to lose it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a huge positive for us. But, you know, the Friends of the Park, they have their priorities.
They're no friends of mine, Dean. I'll tell you that right now.
They're no friends of Wendy's, Dean. And they could, if Lucas wanted to, they could open this up in any city. I mean, San Francisco is knocking themselves out to get this thing. They could easily get the museum, couldn't they?
Yeah, very true. The museum and all the money that would come with it could easily go someplace else. I think it's short-sighted. I think it's kind of pointless, to delay. I don't know what the motivation could possibly be beyond it.
They like Star Trek better, maybe.
Is that what it is?
I
Are they
know.
Playing favorites with Star Trek?
Could be.
What do you know about this Oscar bag controversy? The Academy is very upset
goodie
about
bag.
A goodie bag that costs, I guess, like $200,000
or
something.
Yeah, almost $250,000 for the swag bag that the nominees get. All the nominees get this swag bag, and it's filled with, you know, trips and... all kinds of things, huge dollar value of it, but the Academy is upset that a couple of items in the swag are a little bit R-rated.
Oh.
There are some devices in there that say could be used for...
Pleasure?
One's pleasure.
Oh, really?
If you're by yourself, one's pleasure.
You don't have to be by yourself.
Well, that's true. I don't know why you'd need the device if somebody else was there.
True.
But... I suppose that could be the case.
Why are they putting that in there?
The Academy doesn't like that they are being associated with some of these R-rated products that have been put in the bag.
Is there plastic surgery coupons or something, too?
There have been in the past, too,
really?
I think.
There are. If not plastic surgery per se, certainly things like Botox, chemical peeling.
Can you snag me a swag bag?
All those kinds of things.
They must have extras.
And some battery and a package of Duracell.
Right, right.
AAA.
That's not too much.
Doubles
to ask.
Doubles are too big.
What?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means, Bill.
So how will this be resolved? Is Lucasfilm upset about this? I would be.
I think Friends of the Park are behind the
sure
swag
they
bag
are.
Thing also.
Those guys are behind everything.
It's the Oscar people that are actually behind this. They do not like. They're very protective of their name and their trademark. And they don't like that vibrators are being included as part of the deal.
Right.
I shouldn't share this thought bubble with you, but I am.
Go ahead.
What if the item was shaped like Oscar?
Oh, interesting.
Good idea.
That's very interesting. I'm sure that wouldn't upset
do it
them
next
at all.
Year.
Wow.
There was a controversy this week because some toys were being sold, I think at Target. Star Wars items were being sold at Target resembled a little too much. That they were phallic looking.
Oh, really?
They were very phallic looking, and the people were complaining. You know, you take your kids down the hill and all of a sudden, Darth Vader, stop it.
Wow. What happened?
Were these action figures?
They weren't action figures. I want to say it might have been like bottles of shampoo or something.
Dean, it brings a whole new meaning to the name Han Solo, doesn't it, really, when you stop and think about it?
Oh, gosh.
I had to.
Now the museum's never going to come.
No, I'm sorry, Friends
You've
of the
blown
Park.
It for
I
us.
Didn't mean to. I didn't mean to.
That joke was worth it, though. If we lost the museum because of that joke, it's
all worth it.
It's worth it.
And then the Academy Awards themselves, the statues were always made here in Chicago, but this is the end of the line for that.
Yeah, I don't understand why they switched it to some metal foundry place in, I think it's in California now, or New York or someplace. But yeah, for years it was made at the RS Owen Company on the Northwest Side. I went there many times and have done stories on them and watched them make statues. It's cool out of the mold. You know, they put the metal inside the mold and they make the statue that we recognize. And then they dip it in, I think it's 24 karat gold. And it's pretty cool to watch the whole thing. And it's been pretty cool that for nearly 30 years, it's been done in a very unassuming, very neighborhoody part of the Northwest Side of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to be the case anymore.
No, that's too bad.
Those damn Hollywood type. Those damn Friends of the Park.
Oh, they ruin everything.
They're behind everything. Everything.
No friends of mine, I'm telling you.
Nope, they shouldn't be. And then one more quick thing, and then we'll talk about this week's movies. But I saw a trailer online, and I thought this was a movie that was going to be in theaters, but it turns out it's going straight to either Hulu or Netflix or somebody, and that's Pee-wee's Big Holiday. Have you seen that?
It's Netflix.
Is it Netflix?
It's Netflix. Yeah. I can't wait. Joe Manganiello is in it. I know that.
I love Pee-wee.
I'm looking forward to it. I've been surprised at how many, when I've talked about how much I'm looking forward to this, people have been looking at me and, you know, reacting like, why do you like that big pervert? It's like, because it's funny. It's funny.
He's a funny big pervert.
I'm not interested in the sex lives of any of these people who I'm watching on the screens.
Really? That's a good point.
I just like, I've always liked Pee-wee's Playhouse. I was a big fan of the TV show.
If you have them on DVD, you can come over and watch with
us. I have them.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
I have them, and I'm just a little ashamed to say that I have a Pee-wee doll that you pull the ring, and it's Pee-wee's voice talking. That's pretty much all it does now.
Oh, yep. It's slow.
I've pulled that ring a few more times than I probably a grown man should have.
You need a swag bag for
that. I
the
need
Oscars,
a swag
Dean.
Bag for that.
That's what you need.
That's right.
It comes out next month, doesn't it? Is that in March?
You know what? I'll check during the break.
Right.
Because I wanted to say I thought it was sometime this month, but honestly, I'm not sure. But
I
it
love looks, Netflix oh, and Hulu.
It looks so funny. It really does.
I don't need my local cable provider anymore. If I can figure out a way to get the Blackhawks, I would drop them tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep. All right, we'll do this. We'll take you. Ouch is right, Dean. Ouch.
Somehow Friend of the Parks is involved in that.
I'm an enemy of everyone today.
Not sure.
How does that happen? We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk more to Dean Richards and find out what's coming out in theaters this weekend. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN. It's us. It's Bill and Wendy. Dean Richards is on the line. We're talking movies, as we do every Thursday with Dean. Dean, the Academy Awards are a week from Sunday, and next week... Yeah. The Academy Awards are a week from Sunday. It's true.
Start watching some.
You gotta get. You gotta catch up.
That Pee-wee movie, by the way, is March 18th.
Oh, it is. Okay, so about a month away. Yeah. All right, that's exciting.
A lot
I can't
of people
wait to
still
see.
Be drunk because March 17th is the day before.
Right.
Oh, true.
That's true. It's a good back to back.
Right.
All right. So next week we will certainly break down what we think will win the Academy Awards and what should win.
Yep.
But really quickly, is any one particular movie picking up momentum in terms of who Hollywood thinks is going to win the statue?
I think Spotlight is picking up momentum. It's been a critical favorite all along, but a lot of people didn't think that it was going to go all the way, but it seems to be picking up some momentum now for the Best Picture honor. Right at the moment, all the momentum seems to be with Revenant. That just, you know, in looking at some kind of the politics and appearances and publicity efforts that are going on, Revenant seems to be slowing down a little bit as Best Picture. I think Leo is still a lock to win Best Actor. But we'll see.
Do you think if Revenant wins South Carolina on Saturday that it's a shoo-in for the Academy Award?
It depends on what the Pope thinks. I wait to hear from the Pope on all things.
How about the Pope disciplining Donald Trump? Did you think you'd ever see that?
That's what made me think of that. I just heard the Pope scolding Donald that. Trump.
Right. It's come to that.
I love this Pope. Yeah. I mean, really.
It's beautiful.
This presidential race could not be more entertaining. I mean, it's a shame that the country's going to hell in a handbasket, but it sure is entertaining.
It is. It really is. All right. let's talk about this movie, Race. What an important film this is. I hope it's a good one. It looks fantastic. What did you think of Race?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it. It's the story of the Jesse Owens story, basically, who is not born in Chicago but lived in Chicago after his athletic career, and is you know, was buried in Chicago after his death, which is always preferable.
Mm-hmm.
So his family lives here; his daughters still live in Chicago. So there's a very strong Chicago connection to this whole story, but it's a story that goes back into the 1930s. The era preceding the 1936 Berlin Olympics, when Jesse Owens was fighting just to go to college to be a competitive runner in track and field at a college, given race relations at the time and how difficult it was for African-American people to even get into institutes of higher learning. So you know, it's that struggle. What really, I think, sends this film over the top is its history on the 1936 Berlin Olympics, that Adolf Hitler had, you know, designs and delusions that this Olympic Games would be a demonstration of Aryan supremacy. And really, it was Jesse Owens, one competition after another, that shot that down, shot that down, shot that down. Despite Hitler's trying to keep black people and Jewish people out of the games themselves. It's a very interesting telling of a very sad part of history, that this was going on and what it led to with World War II. But it shows the tenacity of one man who was dedicated. Only all he wanted to do was run. He didn't want to do anything, make political points. He just wanted to do the talent, the ability that God gave him, and that's what this movie is about. It's pure, it's clean. I've heard some other critics talking negatively about the film, that it wasn't militant enough, that, you know, despite the terrible way that Jesse Owens and other black athletes in this film are treated, the depiction of it, that it wasn't militant enough, there wasn't enough fighting back. And I think that's those critics, reflecting their own reaction would have been to something like that. We have to remember that this is 1936.
Sure.
There wasn't a lot of militancy going on back then.
Right.
You know, it's a little like the Jackie Robinson story, that film that came out a couple of years ago called 42.
Yeah.
Also, you know, had a similar reserved tone, despite the terrible treatment that Jackie Robinson was getting at the time. Very much the same kind of treatment from his own teammates, from, you know, people who are supposed to have been on his side who did not because he's black. A same kind of pointed focus on winning the gold medals and winning the prize. So the young actor who stars in this is named Stephon James. I think he did a great job. I was also very impressed by Jason Sudeikis's role in this film, who plays his coach in the film. I've never seen Jason Sudeikis in a dramatic role before.
No, I can't think of one either.
I've only seen him, you know, Saturday Night Live and in
dancing in the tracksuit.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a goof.
Yeah,
and some of the comedic films that he's been in. But he plays Coach Larry Snyder in this film, who is a former athlete himself, who, you know, coaches Jesse Owens to win all the gold medals that he did. His performance was good. I don't know the real Larry Sanders story. Jason Sudeikis doesn't seem that much older than Stephon James in this. So that was the only thing that I felt a little uncomfortable with. Is, you know, I guess I wanted the coach to be older,
maybe
more grizzly. But, you know, again, maybe that's just my perceptions. Maybe this is exactly, you know, how they were in real life. Wasn't enough to spoil how I felt about the film, though. I still enjoyed it greatly. At this time of year, especially when films, you know, new films that are coming out are generally kind of nothing special.
Yeah.
This is a really nice, uplifting film. A true story, a little bit of history. I really enjoyed it. I gave it a Dean's List B.
You know, you made a great comparison there to Jackie Robinson's story, because these two stories are so important, not just to the world of sports, but to the world of race relations. And I think sometimes, as time goes on, they get lost. Maybe a kid today might not know the story of Jesse Owens or right. Jackie Robinson. And through film, even though it's a glorified version of what happened, it creates an awareness for those very important events.
Yeah, in addition to a story of race relations, I think even if you didn't look at the film that way, and I don't know how you can't, but if you only look at this film as an athlete trying to overcome not only the physical obstacles of his sport, but so much more that was going on in his life, I don't know how you can't look at this story and apply it to anything that's going on in your own life and the obstacles, the obstacles you have in your own life, and look at this and go, you know, if I really put myself to this, I can overcome whatever obstacles come my way.
Sure.
So I think, you know, as I've said over and over about these sports films, they have to be more than just about the sport itself, and I think this one does that. So, you know, I think it's a really good film. I enjoyed it. There's a couple of other films I haven't seen this week, but I'm going to try to catch up with them tonight and tomorrow so I can talk about them on the air the next couple of days. But there's a new horror film that's called The Witch.
Uh-huh.
That's opening tomorrow as well. I don't know anything about it except that it's set in 1600s North England. There is a family that lives on a farm in a very desolate part of the woods, and
that's always how it begins.
That's how it begins,
you know.
And and there's witches on the loose is all I know. And I've read some quotes from some people saying that it's one of the scariest horror films that they've ever seen. So,
Dean, is it true that the Friends of the Park did not want that family to build the house so close to the water? Is that true?
Friends of the Farm.
Friends of the Farm? Is that who's
behind
this?
That's right. That's right. It was a group of warlocks, actually, that had started this group.
Oh,
no. They were very upset that the witches, that's the interesting protest. It's not about the house.
Never is.
It's that the witches had full control over haunting this house.
Oh, that's crazy.
And that, you know, other supernatural groups wanted the opportunity also to have a little piece of the action, if you will.
Yep.
So The Witch is going to be opening. There's also a film called Risen that I haven't seen yet. That's about a Roman soldier who has been charged with investigating the rumors of the resurrection of Christ.
Oh, wow.
So something a little pre-Easter kind of offering that's coming up. And interestingly, stars Joseph Fiennes, who sings Billie Jean in the movie.
Oh, he does in this
for
one?
For some reason.
Who, that
I
seems did not, out of place.
I don't remember that in Sunday school.
No, that seems way out of place.
Can't wait to watch it while eating peeps for Easter.
Right. That's your best bet.
Have you ever put a peep in a microwave?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
ginormous.
Yeah.
Highly recommend that for activities for the
What's
kids.
What's your rating on that?
the peeps?
Yes.
A+.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
That's the best.
Complete waste of food and possible injury? A+.
You can't miss.
But do it in a work microwave, because if it, you know, it could explode and then you get a big mess in your microwave.
Yeah, true. Nobody wants
and
that.
And wear safety glasses just because they're so damn attractive.
Yes, they are. Dean, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Too,
we will
guys.
Talk to you next week.
See
That's
ya.
Dean Richards, everybody. We'll take a quick break. Find out what Steve has on the Wintrust Business Lunch coming up next. Bill and Wendy, WGN.